Stand, for the first time for the younger generation with the coronavirus, they may be hearing the term pandemic tossed around for the first time. How is that affecting them in today's social media? Some of them are feeling more anxious. For a closer look, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Brandon Brown, associate professor in the Department of Social Medicine, Population and Public Health at UC Riverside. Thank you for joining us this morning. What kind of a role is social media playing in this?
Yeah, thank you. So social media is one of the major ways that younger people learn information. I use it myself to actually track what people are learning. So right now, people are being inundated with information about the novel coronavirus. It's in the news. It's everywhere. So it's everywhere. So instead of actually learning about what's going on with the influenza pandemic, people are really focused on the novel coronavirus.
Yeah, and of course, this is a fascinating, you can shout facts all you want, that the flu is killing more people in America this year by, you know, a massive percentage than this coronavirus. But Yes. This is the new scary thing.
Sure. Yeah, and anything kind of brand new is always going to be scary. And, you know, every year we do have the influenza kind of epidemic in this country. So this year, since October 1st, we've had 10,000 people who died. Last year it was over 34,000. The year before that it was 60,000. So it seems that we're kind of getting complacent with the deaths from flu. But yeah, as you said, the novel coronavirus, this is in the news. This is new. This is something that people are afraid of. There's a lot of hysteria. People are thinking, oh, what's going to happen with the novel coronavirus? And we kind of also forget that right now, the novel coronavirus is mostly limited to mainland China, but we're worried about it here in this country.
Professor Brown, is it the avalanche of information that's causing the anxiety, or is there some wrong information in there too?
I think it's both. So obviously there's a lot of coverage right now of the coronavirus, but also the misinformation, it's definitely there, and thank you for bringing that up. We have also, you know, xenophobia. People are thinking, hey, you know, you're Chinese, you must have the novel coronavirus. So we're seeing a lot of the stigma and racism that we've seen with other kinds of viruses and diseases in the past. And we see a lot of people wearing masks. There's just mass hysteria for the novel coronavirus.
So from a public health or educational perspective, what's to be done? Nobody's going to suddenly shut down their Facebook or Twitter or Instagram accounts. They're not going to stop seeing people on the street wearing masks. What is the way out of something like this?
Well, one of the things that we can do that maybe we haven't done a great job at yet is actually make some content in social media that is digestible by the younger generation, that's also educational, that actually presents facts and combats misinformation, because we see a lot of memes that actually show us misinformation, wrong things. And maybe if we actually create content for the younger generation that they can easily digest in a form that they use, social media, Facebook, you know, TikTok, Instagram, then we can actually help them. We could say, you know, things to remember, don't panic, rely on reputable information sources, you know, your local public health department, Centers for Disease Control Prevention, wash your hands, get the flu vaccine. We could transmit the correct information.
Brandon Brown, thank you for your time this morning. Mr. Brown is the associate professor in the Department of Social Medicine, Population and Public Health at UC Riverside. Stan, a huge amount of information plus some wrong information causing anxiety for the younger generation that goes to the internet to get most of their information, and they are being inundated with stuff about the coronavirus.
Mark Twain also probably never said, you know, the old line, a lie can travel halfway around the world before the truth can get its boots on.